When our daughter, Michelle, was about 3 years old, her one and only ambition in life was to be Mary in the annual Christmas pageant. But there was one major obstacle. That role always went to an older child. Michelle, however, was determined. She knew that with just a little effort and a whole lot of practice, she could break the barrier. And so she found a box that was just the right size and a blanket that would fit into it just perfectly. And then she searched through my drawer, her drawer, the rag drawer, everywhere she could to find just the perfect shawl that could be made into a headdress. And then, well, it didn't take Boots the cat very long to figure out that when she went for that shawl in that box, she better run fast, or she was going to become the baby Jesus. And after she convinced the cat to stay in the box, she would kneel down and she would strike an angelic pose. She could kneel longer than any 3-year-old I'd ever seen. Now, one would think that at 3 years old, her fascination with being Mary would soon run out. But not Michelle. Every day for almost the entire year, she would get out her box and she would practice her role. The next year, the parts for the Christmas pageant were assigned early, and she didn't get the role of Mary. Her heart was broken. She cried and she cried. And when they told her she could be an angel instead, she looked at him and she said, "I don't want to be a dumb angel." And nothing you could say, nothing you could do, could console her. You know, the years have passed by in a whirlwind of activities. And the little girl with tears streaming down her face has become a young woman with children of her own. One who has finally graduated from being a sheep to being an angel. Who knows? Maybe someday she will get to live out her mother's dream of being Mary in the Christmas pageant. But you know, the Christmas that I will always remember was the one when she was so disappointed and so brokenhearted. Now that may seem a little strange. One never wants to see their children in pain and disappointed, although we know it will happen. But you know, it was that night when she discovered that the role was not hers, that I began to understand the real Christmas story. We filled that holy night with cooing doves and sweet-smelling hay, curious cows and woolly lambs and an angelic heavenly host that sings right on tune and right at the right moment. But you know, If you really read the story, you discover that it is filled with disappointments and with tears. According to the Gospel of Luke, Mary was alone throughout that long night. Although we often miss it, the writer states very clearly that she brought forth her firstborn child. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes or bands of cloth. She laid him in a manger. You know, tradition leads us to believe that Joseph was there, holding her hand and encouraging her and reassuring her that everything was going to be all right. But the truth is, he could not be anywhere near that stable. You see, remember, he was a just man. He followed the law. And the law clearly stated that no Jewish male could attend the birth of a child, not even his own child. So Joseph wasn't there. There were no midwives. They knew no one in Bethlehem. And there probably was no sympathetic woman who came to her aid. Mary was alone. And in the process of it all, she not only had to worry about herself and her young son, she had to worry about the animals. Would they become panicked? Would they charge her? Would one of them step on her child? It was not a good night. Not for Mary. And when she had said yes to God, when she had agreed to become the mother of Emmanuel, I am willing to bet my ordination that there was no way that she thought she was going to end up in that barn by herself. She may not have envisioned having her son born in a palace, but I'll bet you she at least hoped for the comforts of home and the presence of her mother. So why did God do it? Why did God's only child enter into the world in a filthy barn? And why were the only people who were told about it were equally filthy shepherds? Shepherds who weren't even allowed into the temple or the synagogue. Shepherds who couldn't testify in a court of law. Shepherds who weren't allowed to be with common folk because they were so disreputable and so despicable. Why? Was it a mistake due to human error? Or was it an intentional part of the plan? And if it was intentional, then what was God thinking? Well, oddly enough, God was thinking about Mary and Joseph. And all the Marys and Josephs of this world. You see, if Jesus had been born in a palace or even in a well-respected inn, shepherds and peasants, Gentiles and foreigners, and even sheep and cattle would not have been allowed in. For while kings can visit mangers, common folk must be invited to see the king, while outcasts are barred from even getting close to the palace gates. So because Mary and her boy child could be found in a cave in Bethlehem, the entire world could be invited to see him. Because Mary and her boy child were brave enough to be there, no one, not magi or shopkeepers, Rhodes Scholars or high school dropouts, not misfits or shepherds, will ever be alone again. For unto you a child is born this night in the city of David, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. You can go. You can stand before him, and you will never be alone again. Mary, did you know that because of you, heaven's gates would open wide, and all God's people would be invited in? Mary, did you know? Thank you. And Merry Christmas. To God be the glory. Amen.